11:46. Now, as businesses scramble to integrate COVID-19, this crisis, into their sales and marketing strategies, a new era of free software and services has dawned, right? Every technology company, from Adobe to Zoom, they seem to be offering free versions, free trials. Come, we'll help you. You feel destitute? You don't know how to communicate to your staff? Of course, we've grown the wings on our backs, and we are offering you this free offering. It's wonderful. You can talk to anybody, da, 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 da. And because people are desperate, they go and they use all these technologies. But you need to be careful. You need to check the T's and C's when you take up free. And this is something that Arthur Goldstuck, MD of Worldwide Works, that's a message he wants to share today. Arthur, good morning. Good to have you on the show again.
Good morning, Tina. Always good to be chatting with you and your audience.
Same here, sir. Same here. So, while a lot of these technologies are free up front and businesses have said, oh, here's a great opportunity, beware, right?
That's exactly the message that I was trying to share in my column in Business Times yesterday, was that when you try the basic version for free, and you get hooked on that basic version, you forget that when you sign up very often for a free trial, that you also gave your credit card at the beginning. And we tend to forget that when it's 28 days into the trial period and they are eyeing your credit card with intent.
Yep. So, and they know people forget. And they know if it's only 200 Rand a month or 250 Rand, 250 Rand a month, people probably won't hassle about it too much and they'll continue it and there's a lovely income stream for them.
That's the traditional psychology behind these free trials. What's happening now, and it is very generous, I have to confess, is that a lot of the 14-day trials are becoming 30-day trials, and 30-day trials are becoming 90-day trials, which upfront again, looks generous, it is generous, but it also relies on that psychological fact that you're going to forget that you had signed up. You might even have stopped using it, so you've completely forgotten about the product even, and suddenly on day 30 or day 90, there's a little credit card debit for something that either you're not using or you thought you weren't paying to use.
Well, exactly. And I think it's important for us. But then, you know, where does one go? you need to communicate. You need to stay in touch. Dispersed workforces are becoming much more of a reality. It's something you and your business, we were talking about you and even your own business, Arthur, doing things differently, doing things digitally. Where does one go, though? Could you go to a place like, gypsy.org, J-I-P-S-I, which is an alternative to Zoom? And, do you know of Gypsy?
I don't know it, in fact. There are numerous options. Wouldn't be surprised if there's a few local options as well. We did a survey on Twitter to get a sense of what people were using primarily. And the big ones were Zoom and Microsoft Teams, and for students in particular and for people working in large corporations, it was Teams that was actually the dominant one. Then came Zoom, but a lot of people also using WhatsApp as a communication and sharing tool because that's what they already have, it's what they are used to, and it's not costing them anything. So especially small businesses and one-person businesses are trying to stick to that approach. But again, there are many options to look out for. Zoom, you can carry on using for free indefinitely. But the moment you try out the more expensive version or the professional version, you're laying yourself open to that 90-day free trial running out at the end. So what I recommend to people is that if they are using digital tools now, if they are working digitally, then get to know your calendar, either a Google Calendar or a Microsoft Outlook calendar. Google Calendar is free to use, and its functionality has improved dramatically in the past year. Initially, there wasn't any interaction or integration between that and other calendar tools, but now almost any calendar request you get, you can add to your Google Calendar. And there you should have a deadline for when you've got to stop using the paid version, and then you've got to cancel that account. People don't get around to cancelling it. And that, I believe, is a substantial percentage of the revenue of these companies that provide free trial software.
This is also a great opportunity for tech businesses to stop bragging about their tech and how many coders they have, and for those businesses to sit down and go, actually, if I'm a business person, why don't I just look at the journey, the current journey of small micro enterprises, and how do I find a solution, you know, within that realm, understanding their pain. I just want to play this little bit. Steve Jobs, now, I mean, he's had his shortfalls, but he said this about innovating, and just let's take a listen. Okay, Joe's finding it. Steve Jobs. He'll get there. Sorry.
I think Joe has to pay to listen.
Joe's daydreaming. I think his girlfriend sent him a message on WhatsApp. So this is the problem when you're in lockdown.
One of the hardest things when you're trying to affect change is that you've got to start with the customer experience and work backwards to the technology. You can't start with the technology and try to figure out where you're going to try to sell it. And I've made this mistake probably more than anybody else in this room. And I've got the scar tissue to prove it. And I know that it's the case. And as we have tried to come up with a strategy and a vision for Apple, it started with what incredible benefits can we give to the customer? Where can we take the customer? Not starting with, let's sit down with the engineers and figure out what awesome technology we have and then how are we going to market them. And I think that's the right path to take.
And it's time for businesses to do just that, right? We were talking about design thinking earlier. Businesses should really start spending time on understanding the pains before they get...
Question about that, Kino. Zoom is actually a great example. Zoom was born from a Cisco engineer deciding that there must be an easier way of providing people with a tool like WebEx, which is Cisco's video conferencing and collaboration tool.
Yep.
A fantastic tool, but it was not geared towards the casual user or the small business user. And the engineer broke away from Cisco and created Zoom. And within, that was 2011, and within 5 years, he had a $1 billion business.
Yo.
So that was from understanding the pain of the customer, but Zoom now has to integrate its own lesson as it moves into this new era and understand the new pains of the customer. Like, for example, the free trial turning into sudden payment. And I think every company that offers that kind of service needs to understand that the small business is suffering at the moment. The lone entrepreneur is suffering, and they must help to alleviate that suffering. At the very, very least, alert you a few days before they suddenly going to start charging you for that free software.
Now, this is what Jan Vermeulen sent us, right? This is actually quite interesting. It wasn't Gypsy, it was Jitsi, J-I-T-S-I.
Right, yes.
Okay, it says here, Jitsi is an open source project, Jitsi is a set of open source projects that allow you to easily build and deploy secure video conferencing solutions. At the heart of Jitsi are Jitsi Video Bridge and Jitsi Meet, which let you have conferences on the internet while other projects in the community enable other features such as audio, dial-in recording, and simulcasting. I mean, it's fascinating, and it's open source, which is pretty good.
It's a very rich feature set, and it essentially addresses the same needs that the Zoom Pro version addresses.
So lots... you were saying?
The one place where it doesn't go is where you need to set up, manage, and create a registration facility for webinars, which companies more and more are doing today. And that's where Zoom webinar version addresses the issue. But that's $40 a month, and that's a very steep for South African entrepreneurs. So we hope that Jitsi will provide that kind of functionality too.
It's amazing, and I always encourage people to call in and talk about amazing bits of technology that they use, amazing bits of technology that are affordable. But I also think with your workforce being dispersed, a lot of companies are going to look at this going, hold on, I'm paying $500,000 a month for my rental. I can actually get 40% of my workforce to actually work from home. You know, the savings to them might be, let's say, 2,000 rand a month each, which means quite a lot. And getting the technology in to support them makes better sense. I can move to a smaller building, for example, if I don't own it. And this is, once again, where the solution sits for small South African businesses to combine what Jitsi and everything else offers so that you can have a dispersed workflow or dispersed workforce with all of these things built into one application.
This is exactly the massive change that's going to happen over the coming months as companies realize that they can operate in this way, particularly if most of your staff is desk-bound and working on computers. There's absolutely no question that the small business and the large corporation is going to change their modus operandi in the coming months to accommodate remote working as part of the company strategy rather than as an emergency response.
Well, Arthur Goldstuck, and how are things with you otherwise? By the way, we're a big fan.
Thank you, Kino. We began using remote working a few weeks before the lockdown because it was quite obvious that social distancing needed remote working. For us, it was also easy because we are a digital-based company. We do most of our work in an online environment, so it was a very quick transition. And we're very, very fortunate, and I'm very grateful that our business hasn't slowed down at all because there's massive demand for our services.
Well, Arthur, thank you very much for your insights. Always great chatting to you. Arthur Goldstuck is the MD at Worldwide Works. Thank you, sir. Your time now.